This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Brisk voting is underway for the first phase of general elections. Polling is taking place in 102 parliamentary constituencies, spread over 17 states and 4 union territories. Simultaneous voting is also taking place to elect new legislative assemblies in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim in a single phase today. Voting started in most of the constituencies at 7 this morning and will conclude at 6 in the evening. However, timings vary in northeastern states and the left-wing extremism affected areas. In the first phase, voting is being held for all the parliamentary constituencies in 10 states and union territories. They are 39 segments of Tamil Nadu, 5 in Uttarakhand, 2 each in Arunachal Pradesh and Meghalaya, and 1 each in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Mizoram, Nagaland, Puducherry, Sikkim and Lakshadweep. Polling is also being held for 12 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Maharashtra, 4 in Bihar, 3 in West Bengal, 2 seats in Manipur and 1 seat each in Chhattisgarh, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. A total of 1,625 candidates are in the fray in this phase of Lok Sabha elections. Among them, prominent candidates include senior BJP leaders and union ministers Nitin Gadkari, Sarbanand Sonowal, Kiran Rijiju, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Sanjeev Balyan, as well as BJP leaders Tamilisai Soundararajan and Jitin Prasad. Besides Congress leaders Kaurav Gogoi, Karthi Chidambaram and Nakul Nath, and DMK's Dayanidhi Maran are prominent faces whose political fate is being sealed in the EVMs today. 1,63,000 polling stations have been set up for 16 crore 63 lakh voters in this phase. Around 36 lakh first-time voters are also exercising their franchise. The Election Commission has ensured that basic facilities are in place so that every voter can cast their vote with ease. In this phase, over 14 lakh people aged more than 85 years and around 14 lakh persons with disabilities have been provided the option to vote from their homes. Here is the voter turnout till 3 p.m. in the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. In Tamil Nadu, over 51%, in Uttarakhand, nearly 46%, Arunachal Pradesh, 54%, in Meghalaya, around 62%, Rajasthan, nearly 42%, in Uttar Pradesh, over 47%, in Bihar, nearly 40%, in Madhya Pradesh, over 53%, in Maharashtra, over 44%, and in West Bengal, more than 66% voter turnout was recorded till 3 p.m. In Chhattisgarh, polling is taking place in Maoist-affected Bastar Lok Sabha constituency. Polling began at 7 in the morning. Amid heavy security arrangements, long queues were seen at polling booths. Over 58% polling was reported till 3 p.m. In Maoist-affected sensitive areas, the polling ended at 3 p.m., while in the rest of the areas, it will conclude at 5 p.m. The filing of nominations for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls will end this evening. 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. Scrutiny of papers will take place tomorrow. Monday is the last day for the withdrawal of candidature. Yesterday, filing of nomination began for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Campaigning has intensified for the subsequent phases of Lok Sabha polls, with senior leaders of various political parties addressing multiple rallies across the country. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a gathering in the Gajraula area of Amroha district in Uttar Pradesh today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a public meeting at Katihar in Bihar. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav addressed a rally in Bhairoganj in Banka parliamentary constituency today. The Indian Railways is operating a record number of additional trains to meet the summer rush. The Railways is operating a record-breaking 9,111 trips during the summer season this year to ensure the convenience of passengers. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Chennai Super Kings in Lucknow today at 7:30 evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.